Hey folks, Jason Wright here, the host of The Jason Wright Show, where the motto is to improve always in all ways. Well, one of the best ways to improve your health is to get precise. Get precise with what you need to eat. Get precise with the quantity. Get precise with the times. And one of the best ways to do that is to start by reading Rescue Your Health by Dr. Marvin Singh. Dr. Marvin Singh has been a guest on the show, and actually he came back on the show to talk about this book. I'll be launching that podcast probably within the next couple of weeks. It is currently November the 5th, 2021. So if you're listening on this date, it's not up yet. But afterwards, please check that out on The Jason Wright Show. It's a great conversation. And here is the overall theme of the book that I think is so critical to anyone out there. First and foremost, you and I as individuals, we have way more power over our health than a lot of us actually realize. But in creating a roadmap to good, sustainable, long-term health, we must get precise, which means a lot of these things that we hear that are like universal topics that this is good for everyone. For example, how many times have you had someone ask you, or maybe you've thought to yourself, should I do the keto diet? Should I do a paleo diet? Which one is right for me? Should I do intermittent fasting? All of these things need to be taken into account with you, your eating habits, your deficiencies, the things that your body produces really well. And the only way you can truly understand this is to start measuring, start getting some benchmarks. And that's why Dr. Singh has coined the term precisionomics. It's precision healthcare directed specifically for you as the individual, and then coming up with data that we can actually use to take control of our health. And the cool thing is, in this book, Dr. Singh actually lines out all the different batteries of tests that you and I should take, the screenings, blood screenings, the different things that we should be looking at to trace our gut biome. Okay, so one of the first things we talked about in our, or the things we talked about in our very first conversation was the fact that our DNA is what it is. You're not going to remap your DNA. However, our gut biome, that ecosystem that is our gut, which is unbelievably important to our health and in particular our immune system, it can be reconfigured. We can rearrange the furniture to make sure that we're getting all the things that we need, all the good bacterium, the bifidobacterium and all those things that form the lining of the gut and all those things that really make our body operate as efficiently as possible. We can actually take control of that. But how do you know where you're going if you don't first know where you are? Well, the point is, if you don't know where you are, then it's going to be really hard for you to get wherever it is you want to go. So Dr. Singh talks about, and he lines out not only which tests that you should have and screenings you should have done on your body, but how much they cost. And you can start to create, and one of the things he talks about in the book that I think is very helpful is that you don't have to do all these things at once. I love Dr. Singh's approach, which is one that I adopted a long time ago. You should never say that you want to lose 20 pounds by a certain time. It should just be over the course of my life, I weigh 200 pounds now. I want to reach 190 pounds, a healthy 190 pounds. And then what's the timeline? Why give yourself a timeline? Yes, I know sometimes there are events, you know, a class reunion, a wedding, whatever the case may be that we want to get ready for. But the bottom line is, if you're really doing this for your health, you've got a lifetime. So don't rush it. So whenever you get into this book and you start looking at some of the screenings and some of the tests and all these sorts of things that you can actually have conducted to find out the things that you're deficient in and the things that you need to enhance, you don't have to do all of them overnight. But what Dr. Singh does is goes into how you and I can truly start to create with the help of our physician and then kind of get the tools and go home and start to create this roadmap for a healthy lifestyle that is specifically catered to you. That's what I love about this. And that's what I love about Dr. Singh's message is that it's all about you and I taking control of our health. And then you say, well, you know, I just don't know that I want to spend all that money on tests, blood tests. You know, come on, that's just, you know, why would I do that? Well, to go, what's, it's not a cliche, but I guess it would be an adage, maybe. I don't know what you call it, but an ounce of provision. Well, I'm really mucking this up, but you know what I'm trying to say. An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. What Dr. Singh goes into is how you can start measuring and taking control of the data, using this data to then take action for your health that will allow you to start practicing preventive care catered specifically for you that can lead to things like longevity. We know we're going to live longer. That's happening. The medical field has seen to it that we are going to live longer, but that doesn't mean that we're going to live healthy longer. Extending your life, but getting cancer on the back end of your life is no way to live. What you can figure out, if you measure today, I'm 46 years old. If I start measuring these things today and taking action today, then the long-term effect of that is that I can actually prevent things like Alzheimer's disease, cancers, all these different things, heart disease, all these different things that plague so many people in their senior years. We can start to get a roadmap and put together a plan so that those deficiencies that are naturally going to come when our cells start to become more damaged, whenever our mitochondria are weaker because we're older, whenever we stop reproducing the cells that we need to at certain ages, if we know where we are, then we know those things that can boost that cell replication, that cell health, that mitochondrial health, we can look and go, oh my gosh, there's a deficiency here. I need to take action. And so you can supplement, you can exercise more. Maybe you need to do more resistance training. Maybe you need to do more cardiovascular training. Maybe you need more B12. Maybe you need some zinc in your diet, whatever the case may be. The only way you can truly figure these things out is to be precise. And that's why Dr. Singh practices precision medicine. And that's why he's come up with this precisionomics. So I cannot more highly recommend this book for your library. Please tune into the Jason Wright Show and listen to my conversation about this book. I was really excited to read this book. I'm so excited that I know Dr. Singh through the podcast and was able to get him to come on and just to tell him how grateful I was that he wrote this book. And look, here's the deal, folks. I'm not a physician. Far from it. I'm not even a nutritionist, but I'm very freaking healthy. And you know why? It's because you've got Dr. Singh, you've got guys like the last book I reviewed, like Joel Green, you've got guys like Ben Greenfield that are out, Peter Attia, David Sinclair, all of these huge brains putting together amazing data that we can learn and execute on. And this book right here goes a long way towards helping you and me create this incredible plan for our health and for longevity. So, and for vitality, for energy, all these things. Hey, if you're over 40 and you're a guy that lower testosterone is impacting you, measure it and then figure out what you can do to enhance that. You don't have to automatically start taking Viagra. You don't have to do that. There are some natural things you can do. You don't have to automatically go to get pellets put in your ass so that you have, or start taking shots of testosterone. There are so many steps between erectile dysfunction. There we go. I said it. There are so many steps between erectile dysfunction and actually having to take testosterone therapy. If you will just figure out where you are and execute and start measuring to see those things that are working to move you in the right direction, your blood sugar, if you're someone that's becoming insulin resistant, there are so many things that you can take control of right now with diet and exercise to increase your insulin sensitivity. Why does that matter? Because that's blood sugar management, probably the most important thing to monitor as we go. We've always measured blood pressure and all these things. I'm seeing more and more healthy people wear continuous glucose monitors. Why? Because managing your blood sugar it impacts so many things. It impacts your brain, your cardiovascular system, whether you get fat or not. And you know, fat leads to cardiovascular problems and all this sort of thing. So if you can manage and measure your blood sugar levels properly, you go up, it goes so far towards living a healthier and more robust life. All of this is explained in Rescue Your Health. I think this is just such a fantastic read. Again, this isn't something that you're just going to sit down and read and go, well, that was a pleasure. I think I said the exact same thing about Joel Green's book, The Immunity Code. This is a reference book. This is something to have in your library at the ready to always refer back to and figure out, okay, what do I need to be looking at now? And by the way, so if you go, well, where do I start? You know, where do I start this process? Dr. Singh tells you. He says, okay, if you're not going to get the entire battery of screenings and tests done that I suggest, start here. These are the first five I would do. So you knock out 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You do 1 or 2 a year. It doesn't matter. Again, as Dr. Singh says, he even uses a case study for one of his patients that it was an 8-month process to get her through his program to first start out measuring some things, get those things under control, and then keep moving forward. It was 8 months. So, and the thing is, again, we've got a lifetime, right? We've got an entire lifetime to figure this out and to map out our health and to take control of our health. Please, book review aside, Jason Wright, just coming at you, whoever is on the other side out there in the YouTube's sphere, take control of your health. Don't wait until, you know, there is hypertension. Don't wait until you get that warning that you're pre-type 2 diabetic, the onset of dementia, you know, whatever. Don't wait. You have time right now to start defending yourself against these later in life diseases and things that can take you into a senior era, what should be your golden years of just misery. You can actually live a robust life. And then right now, let's say that you're someone who has type 2 diabetes, you're overweight, you've become incredibly insulin resistant. A lot of that can be reversed through proper nutrition, diet, and exercise. I beseech you, please take control of your health. It will make you happier, and you have so much more power than many. Some of you out here, you listen, yeah, I know I do. I know it. And you'll pick up a book like this and go, bring it on. I'm doing a lot of things. Show me what else I can do. But for those of you who are just trying to start the journey of better health, and don't make it about, I want to lose weight because I want to look good, I want to wear this certain dress or jeans or whatever. Don't make it about that. Those are just byproducts. Being cut, ripped, and in shape, all just byproducts. What's most important is you breathe better. You sleep better. You think better. That's the real meat of good health. You live longer. You can do things with your children, with your grandchildren that otherwise an unhealthy person struggles with. You can get out of a chair with ease. You know, watching some folks in my family who are up in years struggle to get in and out of an automobile. It sucks. It really sucks, and I feel for them. But if you take control now, you can actually push the inevitable old age where, you know, it's harder and harder to reverse the clock. You can push some of that off further so that you live healthy longer, which leads to obviously a much happier life. So with that, Dr. Marvin Singh's book, incredible book, put it in your reference library. You'll be glad you did. He teaches so much in this book. And with that, I encourage you, please subscribe to the channel. I would be so grateful. Please leave some comments. Please, let's get the algorithm going. I need your help. I want to build this channel. This is a platform for good. I want to put out, I go off, I try to learn things and bring it out here on the channel. And I'm going to continue to do that. So please be a part of this. Subscribe to the channel, leave some comments. And then really importantly, listen to The Jason Wright Show on iTunes, Spotify, wherever you listen to podcasts. You can find us there. And then one last ask. I'm going to be putting this review in it as soon as I finish this up. The Vitruvian Letter my personal newsletter, which is a weekly newsletter that I just kind of compile all the stuff that I'm looking into, that I'm researching, things I think are interesting, tips and tricks that I've implemented in my own life and I've seen results, be it to lower my body fat, to have clearer cognition. Movies I've watched that I haven't watched in a long time that I just remind you, hey, you know, go check that out. Like this time I included Gladiator. What a great movie. The movie that made Russell Crowe a household name and just such an awesome film. I had not watched Gladiator in years and I watched that. And so I'll put stuff like that in there. So it's just fun. And then I have a Q&A session. So if you want to send me a question, you can do that if you're a subscriber. And then I actually will put I've just started that this issue, as a matter of fact, because people kept asking me questions. And I want everyone to benefit from the research and stuff I'm learning. And by the way, it helps me learn it better if I get to share it with you. So that's kind of part of my improve always and always mantra, which is if I'm continually trying to improve, then if I let the fruit of that spill over to my fellow man, then man, more the better. That's what this is all about. It's just creating a community of people that want to be the absolute best version of themselves they can possibly be. So with that, thanks for tuning in. Rescue your health right there. Go grab it. And I'm out. Thanks. Well, that does it for this episode of The Jason Wright Show. Thank you so much for listening. This has been a Texas Titan Media production. Fourth Wall did the music. And as always, thank you so much for listening. Please consider going out to jasonwrightnow.com and signing up for the Vitruvian Letter. Also, please go out to iTunes. It takes like 30 seconds to just leave us a 5-star rating. It does wonders for the podcast. I would be so grateful. And with that, until we meet again, go crush it and endeavor to improve always in all ways. I'm out.